Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Talent in NFL history because he spent so many years not playing football because of the NFL's stupid marijuana policy. Like, there's a lot. They've got a lot of talent on that team, and they still got Tom Brady. So you still have to worry about what you're going to do there as far as how you're going to be able to stop those guys. I don't think it would stop you from going after Jalen because he's an elite corner. If you really want Jalen, you're still going to go get him regardless. But it is something like I still think that the Chiefs are probably considering it, but it's just a matter of, is it really worth spending that much to get him? And will he ruin your locker room?
I think you have to stop and consider it. I think you have to stop and think through every what if, that if, is this possible? They have, I'm sure, ample opportunity to sit down and think through different ways to go about this. I think that it's a must. You have to stop and think about that. But I want to bring you back to the Frank Clark. You said they did go out on a limb and spend some money on that. But I feel like they needed to do that. They needed to make the statement that we are revisiting.
Yeah, and I agree with that, too. They needed to get a pass rusher. Like, I didn't like the value that they spent on him. I hated that because they traded a one. And then they also, I think, what did they trade a two? And then they also paid him big money. Like, right. That's not an efficient move, but they needed to make that deal.
Right, because as we saw last season, this offense being wildly talented could not outmatch how poor and sub-average their defense was. And so they had to make the difference on the defensive side of the ball, so they were forced to make that pretty large spend there, if you will, to obtain Frank Clark. Now on the offensive side of the ball, now thinking about Jalen Ramsey, I don't know if they are still in that position where they absolutely have to. Now, do they have to stop and think about it? Yes, absolutely. But I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know if that this is he's a bright, shiny thing right now that is, okay, we have the resources, but I think it's a stop and think about, is it an absolute must? Can we move forward without him? And I think before that this even became an issue, everybody was pretty happy where the team was and where they were going.
Here's the thing. Like, this kind of harkens me back to the 2015 Kansas City Royals. And that year they went out and they made a couple big trades. They obviously went out and they got Ben Zobrist from the Oakland Athletics, but they also got Johnny Cueto. And that was the big deal. I remember that day because I was on the air. I was 26 minutes into a show when that deal was officially made. Well, it wasn't officially made, but like the news got out that he's going to Kansas City. Ken Rosenthal had put it out there, and then I spent the next 90 minutes talking about that trade. Just people were calling in, texting in, and it was huge news. But I said then that the Chiefs, not the Chiefs, but the Royals, they didn't need to make that deal. Mm-hmm. It was insurance. It was comfort, you know, like it made you feel good because you're like, okay, you know, because they were already the best team in the American League before they made that deal. And they already had the recipe for success before that. Now there, you know, had to be some anxiety because their starting rotation wasn't quite as good as they were the year before because they didn't have James Shields, but they were still really good. And then you go out, you get Johnny Cueto, and like, it's peace of mind. And, like, that's what, to me, Jalen Ramsey would be, is he would be a peace of mind get. Because, like, if you look at Pro Football Focus and their ratings for the Chiefs' top two corners, Bashaud Breeland, Kendall Fuller, the only team that has better rated corners right now through the first 2 weeks is New England. So I'm not saying this is a season-long thing. We'll obviously see over the next few weeks because they are going to play some good receiving cores and some good quarterbacks. But I'm not 100% sold that they need Jalen Ramsey. If this was last year, oh, hell yeah, you make that deal. That
right,
defense was atrocious.
Right. Terrible. You have to replace the whole – yes,
yeah,
exactly
you gotta,
right.
Yeah, you got to do that. This year, I'm not 100%
sold. But they went out and did that to an extent. I would say that they did a pretty decent job on that. So
Breeland is an upgrade from Steven Nelson, who happens to start for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They paid him a lot of money to suck.
So really quickly, I know we're headed to break here in a second, but thinking about this from Jalen's perspective, where does Jalen Ramsey want to go?
Chiefs.
To play for Chiefs. With Patrick Mahomes. You're just saying
that. Chiefs. He wants to win. He said he wants to win. He said he wants to bleeping win.
Who wouldn't want to play with Patrick Mahomes?
Exactly. He said he wants to bleeping win.
He also said he wanted to be a Raider.
Bleep him. Well, he does. Well, he it's one or the other. You're either gonna win or you're gonna be a Raider. You ain't gonna do both. And I think he wants to win. I think he wants to win, and I think he would love to be with the Kansas City Chiefs. But they got to pay him, and I don't know if they can pay him.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, that is a very atypical season for Sporting Kansas City, but is it a lost cause? We will address them as we return. Don't go anywhere. Way through our show today. You're listening to Overtime on 610 Sports Radio. It's a live and local Saturday, and we will get to Sporting Kansas City's rough season, to say the least. but this just in, obviously the Chiefs' new media partner on the TV side of things, so the new home of the Chiefs, Channel 41 Action News. Just
making a lot of people in the
no
Chiefs
one saw
kingdom
that coming.
Happy.
No one saw that coming.
A lot of people in the Chiefs kingdom are happy about that for some reason.
So many people are. My guy on there, Nick Jacobs, he is the man, and he has some news to share. So, Chris, what's up?
Before we get to that, breaking news, Kansas is losing 7-0 to West Virginia.
Oh, did we jinx them?
Hey, they started out slow last week.
Did we jinx them or did they jinx themselves?
They were down 10-0 in the first quarter last week.
They're Kansas, so... This could go, but yeah, he is right. This could go either way. Maybe they make a comeback and they make something happen. They just forced the punt. So
it's too early for you to be crapping on him, Chris. Reel it back.
This is really easy. It's Kansas. It's Kansas football. So, but yeah, according to Nick Jacobs from 41 Action News, the Chiefs linebacker Anthony Hitchens' restructured base salary is finally in the system. It is $805,000 for this season, 2019. The Chiefs' overall salary cap space per the NFLPA stands at $29 million, like $29.5 million. They have some cash. They have some money. They have a lot of capital that they can play around with. So...
Well, I mean, what is it like to have that much money at your...
Who's trying to get paid?
So, two schools of thought here. One... They could be looking to sign Chris Jones, or they're not going to do Mahomes now, but
not now, but probably, they will. They'll
but
need
this
to.
Probably this offseason. But like maybe they're gonna pay Chris Jones long term now. Sign him long term now and just get that out the way, which they should anyways, because he has been amazing the first 2 weeks, especially last week against Oakland. He was bullying their offensive line. I mean, he was so amazing last week. So I think you have to do whatever you can to re-sign him. So
I also think you have to keep in mind that he's so committed. He went to camp with nothing, you know,
with
that
no
says a
commitment,
lot to me.
No long-term commitment, which is a ballsy move because that's not something that guys do. So that's certainly going to make an impression on the Chiefs for sure.
Exactly.
But the other school of thought is that they might be gearing up to make a move. Make an acquisition. They might be looking at, because I think they also did this with Eric Fisher, I believe, where they took some of his salary for this year and they essentially just roll it into a signing bonus. So essentially they just take non-guaranteed money and they turn it into guaranteed money, which is what Tom Brady's been doing for years. And people think he's been like, you know, just losing money, but they're just taking non-guaranteed and turning it into guaranteed money. They gotta be doing one. They either are re-signing Chris Jones, and we'll hear about it soon, or they are making an acquisition with a guy that is making a lot of money right now, probably in the last year of a contract, and they need that cap space to take that person on. Maybe I know that earlier in the offseason, we heard this last year as well, Patrick Peterson for Arizona was someone that's being floated around as an option. That obviously didn't happen, and then word got out earlier this year that like the Chiefs tried it again and the Cardinals were like, nah, dog. So we'll see if that happens, or maybe they do make the Jalen Ramsey deal, or maybe they get someone else. Maybe they get Xavien Howard, I think. There's a lot of options here. They
That's a lot of money.
They got a lot of money, and you don't just have that money sitting around for nothing.
No, they've been strategic.
Yeah. So there's your breaking news here for the Kansas City Chiefs. They might be doing something here soon. They got a lot of money, and whenever a team has that much money, something's happening.
And look at the timing of that.
Yeah.
Right when the homeboy comes available, potentially, now that they're, of course, they're saying, you know, Jacksonville's in no rush. They don't, you know, who knows if he's actually available. Well, all we know is we're positive that the Chiefs has a lot of money to make a big move. A
lot of money.
Shout out to almost, Nick Jacobs.
Almost $30 million.
Channel 41 Action News. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Turning over to a team that, I don't know, might need some of that money. Who knows? Maybe they're rebuilding.
The Chiefs should donate half of that to Sporting so they could buy some players.
Sporting Kansas City. Just an atypical year for the boys in blue and Peter Vermees and, you know, lots of injuries. Just a lot of international duty, guys away. Some personnel from the beginning didn't quite work out, so they moved some players around and still just couldn't figure it out. So who knows? They do host the Colorado Rapids tonight at Children's Mercy Park, 7:30. But this has been a year. So when something like this happens, lots of questions are going to be asked. What needs to happen is, you know, the season's a lost cause. We've determined that, unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately.
Can I just say, can I pat myself on the back and just say, I told you so? Can I just take a minute to do that, please?
He did.
Let's go ahead from the very beginning. You
Buleo,
just do it.
We'll give you a minute. Let me pull my
I don't even need a minute. All I want to say is, I told you
patting
so.
Himself on the back.
I'm gonna create a stopwatch here. I'm gonna give you a minute to just.
I don't even want a minute.
All right.
The fact that I get to say that just made my day.
You did.
From
call
the very
us.
Beginning.
You did.
Some of those transactions just made no sense. It looked like they were going into a full rebuild mode.
Which it was crazy because the acquisitions that came in, a few of them were exciting and seemed to have some promise and seem
but unproven.
This is true. It was a lot of banking on, just thinking that there's potential. He's going to be quiet for the next minute now.
You got 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds here to gloat.
I don't need 30 seconds. To Jillian's point, though, it seemed more like they were bringing in players
20.
With the hopes that they could put them into the system and the system would help them flourish.
Right.
And that was not the case.
For example, your favorite guy, Johan Crosby. I don't know what's going
Cisco.
On with him.
His feet are like cinder blocks. That's what's
going
on with him.
But, you know, he didn't dress for a match.
All right, you're done gloating.
And he didn't dress for a match and there were photos taken of him in the stands watching the match. And there were no injuries reported. There were no, behavior incidents reported, anything like that, suspensions, anything that would provide an actual reason why he should not be dressed on the bench, but he was instead in the stands watching the game.
You know what it was? It was his Cisco style hair.
It was
that silver hair.
He was
Cisco
too busy.
Suing him
he was
too busy.
All downhill from there.
He was too busy about thinking about unleashing the dragon.
Listen.
And he wasn't thinking about
well
soccer.
Played.
Now that's just one of many, as you mentioned, Julio. A lot of players coming in with maybe a big resume or big experience, but never really translated into anything.
The thing that worries me the most about it is that, like, now Vermees is at a very, very difficult crossroads.
I don't know if they've ever been on this side of the playoff line at this position
in a long time. And it's like, now you have to make a decision. Do you want to try and roll this team out next year and just be like, they were just hurt, they were fatigued, because they were playing a lot of games early on, especially with the CCL.
And there were a lot of injuries.
Yeah. Injuries and fatigue are like that's, you can blame the season on that. Or you can just be like, hey, the guys that we won the 2013 MLS Cup with, they're not the same guys that they used to be, and we need to rebuild.
That's like 6 years.
Yes, that's a long time in sports,
especially
too.
As you are around that 28 to 30.
Yeah, because a lot of those guys now are like late 20s, early 30s. I mean, you got Failhaber at 34 years old on the team, and he was like their big acquisition in the middle of the season. So, like, the question now is, are you going to build around these? Are you going to continue to try to build around the guys that you won with 6 years ago? Or are you going
to
be like, okay, it's time for us to rebuild. Let's get younger. And they have, to a certain extent, with guys like Zalalem, with guys like young kid, Busio. Yeah. You know, like they are certainly getting younger in some aspects. You know, you got Shalloway. He's going to be here for the long haul because he's young.
But they, yeah, they brought him in very young.
Yeah, and so like, and they've been signing some homegrown players this year. They're certainly looking like they are gearing up for that next run. The question is are you going to be all in on the rebuild next year, or are you going to be like, hey, let's see if we can do it one more time. Let's see if we can have the old guard go out there and try and win, you know, get another championship before we blow it up. Because that's the thing to me that is the tough decision you got to make. Is rolling the dice on trusting whether these guys are just hurt or whether these guys are past their prime. And that's a really tough decision that Vermees is going to have to make.
Now, this is a different game. We all know this. But Matt Beisler is just shy of his 300 appearances.
It's getting up there.
Yeah, 300 yeah.
You made 300 appearances for a club. You've been there for a long
ass
time.
And when Beisler plays, he plays 90 minutes or 90 plus, whatever.
Yeah, he's in there
start
for
to
the
finish.
Long haul.
Exactly.
He doesn't get subbed out.
So think about the miles put on this man. Like, those legs have seen a lot. And to your point.
And Zusi, too. Zusi's had a lot
there.
Of mileage.
I mean, Seth Sinovic, not as many appearances.
Not recently, no. But in, over the years before, like a couple years ago, he was playing a lot.
He's probably, like, you know, right up there. And, you know, Melia, another one.
Yep.
So it's hard. And like
Roger.
It makes, yeah.
Definitely Roger. Roger's up there with,
he's
like, Beisler. Because he wasn't a guy that got subbed out a whole lot up until recent years.
It makes me think of, like, the decision to not bring Eric Berry back. You know, it's like you can love a player so much. A city can love a player, mm-hmm. love what they do. The organization is, you know, this is the face of them, if you will. And it's just like, okay, well, what is priority? Is it the community? Is it, you know, the face of the organization? Or is it what you're doing on the field?
Part of it, I think Eric Berry kind of made that decision easy because he didn't play for most of the year, though. But if he had played, okay, that would be more difficult.
I think that was a very difficult decision.
It was
for
difficult
them.
For them because of the person.
Yeah.
Like Eric
and that's
Berry,
what I'm saying. Matt Beisler, how do you have sport in Kansas City without mm-hmm. Matt Beisler?
Yeah. And
Zusi's right up there as well. I think Beisler just tears at people's heartstrings so much because he is such a – I mean,
he's a hometown guy.
Yeah, he's from down the street.
Yeah.
And has never played for another team ever.
Yeah.
But aside from Sporting Kansas City. So it's hard. Who knows what's going to happen? Vermees has a big responsibility on his hand. It's going to be a tough offseason, just like it was for Andy Reid. But if you are around tonight, they do host. It is the Kick Childhood Cancer game. So it's a special one for MLS. I love what they do for that. When we return, we will speak of a man who no longer is an NFL player. Antonio Brown got lots to talk about. Don't go anywhere. More Overtime right after this. Back in the booth for more overtime, which sounds funny every time I say it, like more overtime, you know?
No, because you could be like double overtime.
Double.
We should
back for triple overtime.
We should do something. Like, we gotta have a meeting of the minds here and come up with some way to use like double overtime.
Right, double
triple overtime.
Overtime. First overtime.
We gotta beat this thing to death. We have a score update. KU. As I broke this
drum
news,
roll, here
I broke
we
this
go.
News last segment. KU was down 7-0. We're tied in Lawrence.
Hey.
KU just scored a touchdown. Some player, I don't know his name because I don't really watch him like that.
Overtime.
What are you doing?
Okay, there it was. Fourth overtime.
He was so excited he hit one of the buttons on the board. But yeah, Kansas is tied with West Virginia in Lawrence. It is 7-7. I was worried about that field goal there for a little second. I was worried that they might not get that extra point, but they did. It is 7-7 all between the Jayhawks.
Told you it was too early for that. I told you.
You can't lie. I mean,
told
you. Probably
so.
Sweating a little bit when you saw the first touchdown.
Not at all.
Board.
He's cool as cucumber over there.
You're a Kansas
We're
football
confident.
Fan.
Confident.
You had to sweat when you saw 7-0 in
they?
The first quarter.
We're officially a football school now.
So,
and we're so
for the
used
next
to
two
being
years.
The bar has been set so low. Why would I need to worry at this point? Anything we get from this point on is icing on the cake.
So you're a little bit more confident about that bowl game?
Maybe still
get
not.
That bowl game.
No, I mean,
great
if it happens, but
if you get this win here, you're halfway there.
Let's not
and
set any false
expectations. And we still have another weekend in September. You should be feeling a little confident that you could get three more wins.
No, you shouldn't. Not in the Big 12. Not once it.
The Big 12 is not that good of a conference.
It's good enough. We're bad enough. And
you're
it's
bad.
Good enough.
I agree with that.
It's good enough that it's.
You got Les Miles.
It's not a realistic.
You got Les Miles. He's a good coach.
Goal.
He's a really good. He's an SEC coach in a Big 12 school.
I feel like you're mocking me right now.
I'm not making fun of you.
He's always mocking everyone.
I'm telling you this.
Be honest.
I'm a Florida fan, but I'm a temporary KU fan this year. Until they get good, and I'm going to hate on them. And I'm going to hate on them. But, like, I'm a temporary KU fan because Les Miles is an SEC guy, and I want to see the SEC guy go in there and do well with KU so I can throw it in people because I'm an SEC guy. I root for SEC. So this is
good to know.
It all leads back to Florida. But, yeah.
No one around here cares.
I care.
Anyway, moving on. There has been absolutely no news lately, right? Everything has been very...
It's been a boring
calm
news
week. And pretty chill.
Nothing happened this week at all.
Other than a man being released twice in 1 month.
Two weeks.
Two different teams, this guy. I mean, I don't know. I know he sets records and whatnot. I don't know if this is the record he wanted to set. However, he has.
Have we seen a star player get cut as quickly as we have seen Antonio Brown get cut in the last month, in the last 2 weeks? I don't think we've ever seen like a guy who's like a real star player in the league get dumped by two teams that quickly ever. I don't think that's ever happened.
No, there's no way.
We've seen former star players. But we haven't seen an actual star player do it. That's how you know this is a bleep fest.
This guy is all over the place. So obviously being dropped by the Raiders, then being dropped by the Patriots. This guy is a headliner. He has the talent. It could be positive headlines, but this is something else. So obviously behavior issues with the team and off the field.
Yes.
Some serious allegations coming out of sexual assault by two different women, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual misconduct. And I mean, honestly, I'm with the Patriots on this. I appreciate the fact that they acted quickly and they acted with a harsh hand and a harsh punishment. But I mean, honestly, this guy, I think we had to see it coming. Everything from the helmet. Before that, was it the feet? Before that,
he had frostbite because he was in that cryobaric chamber or whatever it is.
He's just a downward spiral.
He's got a lot going on right now off the field.
Exactly. And it's just, I mean, it's sickening because the man is so talented. What a waste, right? What a waste of actual athleticism and talent. But I'm with the Patriots on this. I'm with them for acting quickly and swiftly. And I mean, is he done now? Is he ever going to be an NFL player again? That's kind of where we're at, right?
I think he plays again.
Yeah. He's too talented
he's too good. But he's such a head case. He's such a question mark.
And you're going to bring a cancer into the locker room if you bring him
in. I mean,
the Patriots, they knew he was a locker room cancer, and they still brought him in.
Because they thought they were the Patriots, they could fix him. He got dumped twice this year before they signed him.
He got traded to the...
I can't wrap my head
around that. Steelers were like, you're our best player on our team. Get the bleep out of here. And now they're in shambles because, you know, they were garbage when Big Ben was healthy, and now he's not healthy, so they're trash right now. They're probably going to be picking number one in the draft next year. And then
they don't think so.
And they are.
They don't think so.
It doesn't matter what they think. They are. And then on top of that, the Oakland Raiders, who are the most dysfunctional franchise in all of professional sports, they brought him in, and John Gruden was trying his best to kiss AB's ass.
Which he was smooching for him because he's Gruden.
He was pulling out that chapstick and he was moisturizing his lips up so that he wasn't putting crusty lips on AB's ass. And I said this, I think it was like a month or two ago. I said this, like, AB is trying to get fired. He is trying to get released. And he succeeded. He finally succeeded in getting released by the Oakland Raiders. And so that's two teams that already got rid of him this year. And then New England comes calling. He goes in there. And they knew about these allegations beforehand, mind you. Well, at least the first one they knew about.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know.
They knew about the first one. Yeah. The SI one they probably didn't know about, but they knew about the first one. We already know that they knew about it. And yet, he doesn't tell the Patriots about it. Then he goes in there, and now you've got two allegations that have come out since they signed him 2 weeks ago. And now it's become a major, major problem for them They had to make this deal. But someone's going to make another deal with him after the sexual assault stuff blows over. He'll pay a settlement or something. And, you know, after that happens, he's going to get signed by someone else because some team is like, we need to win and we don't care about having good people on our team.
Well, I think he'll be out the rest of this season, but yeah, someone will sign him in the offseason. Mm-hmm. And once all of this blows over and he gets his ducks in a row, he's too talented. I mean, look at Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
How many times has he gotten back?
That wasn't a series.
I'm not saying it's the same thing, but from a talent perspective, I mean, someone that talented, the league has proven that they will give a player multiple chances to redeem themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can't, and this is not at you at all, but the term "this will all blow over." I mean, this man is essentially accused of sexual assault.
Three different women.
Of rape.
Oh, three different women.
And
yeah.
Sexual assault.
Oh, I didn't hear about the third woman.
I can't just believe this is going to blow over. And listen, I don't know. That's a strong accusation. And unfortunately, innocent or guilty, if it's ever attached to your name, I believe that person is always going to have to fight that. But I think that we have to stop, you know, thinking it's going to blow over and he's going to be back on the field because that's where he should be, because he can, you know, he's an athlete. I just think that the NFL needs to really thoroughly investigate this. There's just been so much going on, you know, obviously in our backyard, right? Kansas City Chiefs, unfortunately.
Tyreek Hill, yeah. Yeah, that's, you know,
before that,
happening.
Kareem Hunt. Like, mm-hmm. I think that this can't just continue to blow over and continue to blow over. I think that something really needs to happen. And the fact that the way that the Patriots acted, I appreciate that. And I just hope the NFL really spends time to get down to the bottom of this. I don't know if the guy's guilty or innocent. I don't. But three women?
Here's the problem is that the Patriots let him play last week after the first allegation came out. And yeah. I said this when
that sends a message.
That first one came out. I was like, he can't play until this is done.
Yeah.
Until this gets settled in court, until this is done with, you cannot have him play because if he plays and it turns out he did it, it looks bad on the league and it looks bad on your organization because you knew that he might have done it.
But there was no criminal.
It doesn't matter if it's criminal or not.
I agree with you.
It's a matter about representing the league.
It puts the NFL in a tough spot, though.
I mean, they suspended Tom Brady 4 games for possibly doctoring footballs. And it wasn't a matter of about, you know, and that obviously wasn't a criminal situation. It was about making the league look bad.
This is infuriating, though, because then what does that say? What do we value more, the game or this woman or these three women?
The NFL's made it clear.
Let's be honest here. The NFL has made it 100% clear that they don't care.
They don't
care.
Victims.
And that's a sad thing, but these teams care about winning. And it really sucks because it comes at the cost of real people. And this is the reason why they should not have played him last week. They should have put him on the exempt list and said, you get this done with. If this is a situation where you need to settle out of court, you know, settle it. Because it's not a criminal organization. I mean, it's not a criminal investigation at all. This is a civil matter. So you need to deal with this, and you need to, and then after that, once we do our investigation, then we'll dole out punishment to you based on what we find in our investigation. You can't have that guy in the field when he's got that cloud hanging over his head. And so I thought that was a big mistake by the Patriots and by the NFL for letting the Patriots do that. Because you knew the Patriots were going to let him play if they could. So that was a big mistake. And I was like, if you do that, it's only going to get worse. And it has snowballed now because now you have more accusations coming out. And it seems like it might be something that's really, really wrong with him. And if that's the case, you can't have that guy playing until you get that whole mess figured out. Because right now it looks really bad for the NFL.
That dude, he has a lot to figure out. Let's hope that somebody is helping him because there's some work to be had there.
If these allegations are true, he needs some serious help. He probably shouldn't play football again.
Oh, we'll see. When we come back, we get to hear from Julio Sanchez himself. He's got some web hits for us. Don't go anywhere. You don't want to miss it. We are back for our quadruple overtime, and it might be the best part of the show because Chris and I will be quiet and we will hear from
the one and only
Julio Sanchez. It's time for Web Hits with your boy. What do you have for us, bro?
Julio's Web Hits.
All right. The man, the myth, the legend, that is Gardner Minshew.
Epic mustache.
Epic mustache.
Porn stash.
Single-handedly saving the Jacksonville Jaguars franchise. Taking over for Nick Foles recently.
I don't know if that's how I would describe
it. Oh, what's happening? Oh, what's happening? No. He's my new favorite player next to Patrick Mahomes.
I like him. I like him.
The power of the stash. His legend continues to grow.
He looks like one of those Spanish conquistadors.
70s porn stars, more like it.
No, because he's got well, that too, but like he's got the little stubble underneath his bottom lip. So he looks like the old Tampa Bay Buccaneers logo.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
he looks like.
He looks
like a logo?
Yeah, look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers logo, the musketeer. He looks like that.
Okay.
That's what he looks like.
His dad, did you see his dad?
His dad is jacked.
Jacked.
He looks like a professional wrestler.
Yes.
He is huge.
Back on task here. Like I said, his legend continues to grow as Gardner Minshew once smashed his own hand with a hammer to keep his college eligibility.
No.
Get an idea. I go home. I grab a bottle of Jack Daniels, and I grab a hammer. And go back into my room. I take a pull of Jack Daniels, put my hand down on the table, and boom, boom, boom. 1, 2, 3. Hit the hell out of my hand, dude. I'm sitting there shaking, but I know it's not broke, so I'm like, God, come on. Take another pull. 1, 2, 3 again. Still nothing. I'm just shaking at this point, man. This is. But I knew it wasn't broken. So one more time, another pull, another 3 hits, and that was all I could take. I couldn't break my own hand. But when I told the guys, I was like, what would you do for more football? Because I'd do damn near anything.
Obviously.
What?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, dude.
I mean, that is pretty epic, is it not?
That's not epic. That is one of the all-time stupidest things I have ever heard.
That's dedication.
I would say someone incredibly in unintelligent and incredible. And then he came out and shared it. Like
that's something I would like. You that would be locked share in the that. Vault. No, that's something you lock in the vault of things you never tell people ever in your life.
I feel like that's not true. If
he
I'm going to smash
break
my own
his
hand,
own hand
with
it'd
a
be
hammer,
different if he'd have succeeded at doing it. But he didn't even succeed at breaking his own hand. He wasn't even good enough to break his own hand.
Yeah, but doesn't he give him more credit for the fact that he not only went back a second time, he went a third time to smash his hand to right. try and break
and he
it.
Failed all 3 times.
But the fact that he did it 3 times?
He is clinically insane.
Yeah.
This is not okay.
I mean, there's other ways
couldn't
you
even
can,
do
like,
it once.
You can, like, retain your eligibility without being stupid and bashing your hand with a hammer.
That's, I mean,
that is
bad.
All-time stupid.
I mean, that makes him
that
a
is
legend.
All No, it's not.
He's
that
a
is,
legend.
That's all-time stupidity.
In the
for
book of stupid,
athlete.
Maybe. This is not okay. This is
it's
not,
one of the books
okay.
in the series of Gardner Minshew.
Oh, that's just embarrassing. Saying. That's one of them chapters that you that the editor just cuts that out.
He He's didn't like, want to lose eligibility for an entire season. What happened was he was the backup to the backup.
Okay.
He was forced to go in for a half of a game, and he was going to lose his eligibility.
I got you. Okay.
Unless he took a medical red shirt. That's the only way he
could
do it.
Oh, it's so clear now. Of course, I'm on your side, Julio.
No. Just saying.
That's no, not dude.
There's a reason
behind
this.
I can't get with this one. I can't.
He should have just go. He should have gone and because he was playing at like bigger schools. Maybe go play at a smaller school and prove you're good first. You know, like. When he was going to go be the backup for it was Jalen Hurts or Tua. And instead, they were like, he was like, and then that's when Mike Leach recruited him over to Washington State. Maybe he should have done the Washington State thing first before he decided to go be a backup at Bama.
Well, while we're riding this crazy train, a recent caller to 106.7 The Fan.
What city is this?
Describes how, we'll get into this. It'll be in here.
Okay.
Describes how he was stabbed for watching too much baseball by his wife.
Okay. All right, tell the boys what happened and why you're in the hospital.
Okay, I was watching the Nats game, and she came home from one of the local area bars, my wife, okay. and she proceeded to start screaming at me, and then it erupted into me getting stabbed. Oh with a butcher knife.
Why'd she stab you? Why'd she stab you?
Because she said I watch too much Nats. That's all I do is watch baseball.
Oh my God! First of all, the guy sounds
like
he's struggling to talk. Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
In the hospital,
he might still be on the
stabbed.
Drugs. He might still be on the pain meds. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Yes, I would. I would assume so.
It'd have to be after getting stabbed multiple times
with a butcher
knife, mind you. Not, I mean, it wasn't no shank. He got stabbed with a butcher knife.
All I can say is there's more than this happening if that woman really felt the need to pick up the knife. Yeah. There's some other things happening that he is not telling us about.
She tried to Michael Myers his ass. She tried to Halloween his ass.
Apparently, they've been married for 30-some-odd years. And 30? They were kind of in the process of talking about getting a divorce anyway.
No, so obviously
you don't need to talk about this. There's no negotiations here. You just need to have her sign the papers and get the bleep out of there. That's not a marriage.
Well, she's in jail now.
Well, yeah.
She is sitting in jail right now.
Attempted murder.
While he's in the hospital for watching too much baseball.
He probably going to go back to her, too. He going to support her in her.
They've been married 30-something years. They don't.
He's a moron.
At this point, no much better.
Just like Jillian said, that ain't the first time that they had had some bleep happen in their marriage. This is
the tip of the iceberg.
Years.
This has been building and building 30, and building and building.
I don't even think it's been building. I think it's probably 30 years of violence in their relationship. 30 years of attempted stabbing.
Or of him just being... No, I'm just playing.
Why is it got to be his fault?
I stopped.
It's got to be 30 years of attempted stabbings here, and this one, it just finally worked.
This one, she actually picked up the butcher knife instead of the...
Maybe she picked up like some scissors or something early on. Yeah, no, she's...
Finally had it.
You got to cut her from the team.
He was not sounding good at all, though.
Well, like, yeah, he's probably morphined up. He was probably got that little drip going. Like, he needs to... get out of that relationship as quick as possible.
Speaking of drip, not sure how you guys feel about giving yourself your own nicknames or people giving themselves their own nicknames, but old Skip Bayless, or should we say Drip Bayless, had this to say.
I just want you to know that your day coming now. Yeah. You over there key-key-keying right now, but your day coming.
I'm just over here saying I told you.
No, you got your bling-bling. You dripping out there. Got skip on.
They call me Drip Bayless.
I know. Yo, they know what they call you. Yeah. Oh, that's what they call you. That. Drip.
Yeah. That's what they call me on Twitter. I don't know.
You Drip Bayless now.
I don't follow anybody.
Oh, so I guess now you want Lil Weezy to get you with the guy Drip Bayless on there.
He just texted me that we look good.
Yeah.
Thanks to him.
So do you want another chain with Drip on it? Instead of Skip, you want to say Drip.
This is all I need.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm good forever and ever.
Drip Bayless. I mean, look, I'm not usually one for people giving themselves nicknames, but when it's that good, he's going to be known as Drip Bayless.
Drip Bayless sounds like a rapper name.
Drip, drip.
A wannabe rapper.
Yeah, that sounds like
that's what he's saying.
No, it's like a good rapper, like somebody who had like a hit or two, you know? Like, you know, it's a good rap name. You can't give yourself nicknames.
That's not how it works.
You know.
You don't.
That is how it works when it's that good.
No.
No, you don't do that. You can't give yourself that nickname. Like, I didn't choose to start using Uno Cero on the air. Cody and Ryan chose for me.
Now, see, I would say that I kind of thought you made that one up. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I put it on my Facebook as like a Facebook thing. But I didn't tell them, hey, use Uno Cero when we're on the air. Like, I was going to use my regular name, and then they just started using it.
I don't know.
They just started using They decided for me that it was just going to be Chris and Osero. So
lies.
That's,
all
no,
lies.
It is. You can ask them. They did it. They did it. You can ask them. They just started using it.
We are going to ask them.
I didn't ask them to use that.
Cody is here right now, by the way.
He is here. You can go out there and ask him. They just started using it. I didn't tell
him. Chime in on the text line. Did Chris give himself his own nickname?
See, that's going to be a biased poll because the text line hates me, and so they're just going to agree with whatever y'all say.
That's me.
As long as it's anti-me, they're going to disagree with that.
Excuses are made already.
I'm just speaking the truth.
I don't know, man, Bun. I don't know. Ooh, maybe that's his new nickname.
That's not a good nickname because there's a lot of people with man buns.
Okay, Samurai Man Bun? No, that's
no, because a lot of people have Samurai Man Bun. It's kind of catchy. That's not a good... You got to come up with something that's original.
All right, Uno Cero's cool. New nickname because he named
or
himself.
Or just call me Uno Cero, because that's what... That's
well,
what
you
I'm, no, it has to involve that's the Man Bun now.
That's what I'm known as, is Chris Uno Cero. Just
because
call
you
me
want...
That.
You started it, though.
I didn't start it.
Lies.
Cody and Ryan did.
We'll check in with Cody and Ryan on that. But when we get back, we're bringing it back to KU basketball. And then, of course, one of the largest events happening in Kansas City, the Plaza Art Fair. We'll hear all about it coming up next. We are back for the final overtime, maybe. Of the day,
I was like,
No, we did double, we did triple, we did all the overtime.
I was like, is she breaking news on us?
Keeping you on your toes, boys. And
we do have some breaking news. Speaking of, on the Protein Al Z with the Purpose text line 69306, Yoast Malone.
Of course, he says he's breaking.
One of our 6'10 super fans who I have known since my promotion days back in 2013. He texted in. He said, and I quote, "I can defend Chris. The name was given to him." And then Jillian texted back because she doesn't believe anything that's true about me. She says,
"Okay, all the truth
okay,
about you.
How much is he paying you?" And then I respond, and then Yoast responded back, "LOL, nothing at all. I have to defend myself."
See that Freudian slip right there? He said the "I." I think he's got a burner phone
you
over there.
Know
he's texting into the line.
Burner phone?
You are texting the line.
I don't have a
saying
burner
it.
Phone.
What is wrong with you,
Jillian? You've been in here the
what
whole
is wrong
time.
With you?
Have you seen me texting?
Oh Lordy!
During that time, no.
Nah.
You said it yourself. I
no.
I have no tape.
I heard
matter.
It, but
no. She knows.
No,
see, Jillie is not down with your stupid conspiracy theory. She's not down, and you're just feeling mad right now because we're about to start roasting.
He knows
Kansas basketball.
He knows we're about to bring up the next topic that
so
he doesn't
he's
love.
He's in his feelings. He's in his feelings because Kansas basketball is about to get the closest thing to the death penalty.
Yesterday, the Kansas City Star published a story saying that KU is expected to face multiple major violation allegations. Against the school. Obviously, we heard about this Adidas, the pay-to-play scandal, centering around Billy Preston, and this is a big deal. And so Julio's in his feelings about it because it's his school, but Chris is loving exposing this. But, I mean, honestly, man. I think this is a big deal, and KU's at the center of it. So,
yeah. And we, this is one of the things that we've seen so many different benefit scandals happen in the world of college basketball. You know, we saw the prostitute scandal that Louisville had, which I'm pretty sure a lot of people were jealous about. And they're like, man, like I wish the school that I played at.
Where was that when was I was in college?
Yeah, you know, I wish Mizzou would have rolled them out when I was over there taking visits back in 07, you know. But, like, I certainly understand that, you know, this is something that a lot of KU fans, a lot of basketball fans have been waiting for, because when you are as successful as KU has been, and there are so many other programs out there that have been breaking the rules to try and keep their stranglehold as one of the blue bloods in that sport, it is so difficult to do everything by the book and by the rules. And so I know a lot of people here, even KU fans, knew that this day was going to come, that this day was going to happen. And I know.
No,
this,
we didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, we didn't.
You fooled yourself into thinking that it wasn't going to happen, but you knew damn well.
He believes in the red and blue.
In the abyss of your heart, you knew that this was going to happen at some point.
No, I really didn't.
Yes, you did.
No.
You knew it. You knew it was going to happen.
You should see his face right now. He clearly.
They're picking on us right now.
I mean, when you're KU in college basketball, when you're KU, you have a target on your back. We know this. And so I think, like, to your point, it's not only happening there. Obviously, some investigations still have to be, you know, finished and completed and whatnot. But I think it's probably
I'm waiting for the Mike Krzyzewski stuff to break, too.
Oh, come on.
I'm waiting for Mike Krzyzewski to be handing out, you know, payments on the side to get all those great players that he gets to go and play over there. I'm waiting on that too. Like I'm counting down the days right now until Krzyzewski has some allegations against him, because it's happening to everybody.
Every successful program is going to be now, you know, the finger is going to be pointed at them.
Yeah.
Is it a good thing to keep everybody honest, or is it just petty? And
I don't care about
get over yourself.
I don't care if they pay people or not. Like, you know, if you one of these kids out here, go get your bag. Like, I don't really care about it. I know there's, like, smaller schools that don't like it because it's, like, it's unfair. Go get your bag, bro. I don't care about it. Like, to me, if you got the resources and if everybody's doing it, like, I assume everyone is doing it, then it's not really cheating to me. Because just like in baseball back during the steroid era, if everybody's taking steroids,
is it cheating? You have to stay current.
You have to keep up with the Joneses. And if the Joneses are breaking laws to do what they're doing, then you got to do it too.
All right, KU fans, don't hate Chris. Don't hate on him.
No.
But he's against it.
No, KU fans right now are probably
they are
watching this.
Chris today said Tony G hates us and that KU deserves all the punishment.
Tony G hates Kansas.
We're going to bring it back and be positive because this is Live and Local Saturday. We're going to talk quickly about one of the biggest events, the 88th Annual Plaza Art Fair. Obviously happening on the Plaza now. It started on Friday. We'll go all the way through Sunday. This is a great event. I know that I go. I've been many, many times. Hopefully today that they're not just absolutely drenched. I know there's tons of tents.
All that rain. Yeah, they got.
You know, they
tents.
Got everything. But I mean, this is a really cool event. This is obviously one that brings national attention. So people from all over come to Kansas City, and I love it because it shows off one of our coolest places. I believe is the Plaza. Over 200 artists, which is really great. You know, around 250,000 people are expected. Who knows with this weather,
I don't know about that number now.
But to me, this is part of the identity of Kansas City. Heavy on the arts, heavy on the, you know, there's food, there's live music, just the vibes down there. Big event. If you haven't gotten out there and it dries up, I would recommend going out, bring the kids. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I think it's running through tomorrow. So.
Exactly.
So, and especially during the Chiefs game, you'll probably have a pretty easy time getting around there. But I know, like, on Saturdays,
it is
a pain getting in.
Just be ready to walk.
I made a mistake a few years ago when I drove across the plaza to get here to the station. Oh, that was a mistake.
It's rough, yeah.
That was a mistake.
You guys have to be ready to walk or take a scooter.
It was down to one lane going across, trying to get across the plaza to get over here to the station. It was a pain. I was like, never again.
How sick is it going to be down there once the streetcar goes to the plaza?
Oh, it'll be great.
Cannot wait.
It'll be great because it'll be nice if they extended it down to like Brookside or whatever.
Well, they're getting there. They're getting close. They're going to go to
the MPC. Yeah, they're working on that. But it'd be nice if they did that because then it'd be easy for us to be able to get around the city.
Lots of growth in KC. We want to talk about it. So if you guys have stuff we should share, let us know. Reach out. Other than that, thanks for joining Overtime. Go Chiefs!
Overtime with Jillian and Chris. 610 Sports Radio.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.